Behind Georgiana Bruce Kirby Prep School, enthusiastic mountain bike coaches shout instructions for the stormy afternoon's ride. After a few minor bike adjustments, an exuberant group of teen cyclists pedal off to the hills. These high school mountain bikers are training to compete in a sport that is growing exponentially and nationally. Growing so much, in fact, that the NorCal High School Cycling League needs restructuring.
We've got over 600 riders this year, and so which is great, but we're also really maxed out. Putting more than 100 kids in one category out on a race at one time is just crazy.
That was Vanessa Hoswald, the executive director of NorCal. After a Berkeley high school teacher started NorCal in 2001, demand spread to form other leagues. Creating the National Interscholastic Cycling League a few years ago is helping to take the sport coast to coast. Two leagues now exist in California and five other states. Many more are vying to join. When Kirby's team started in 2007, you could count the number of kids on one hand. Now, with a few dozen riders, Kirby's been catapulted into Division I. For a school of about 200, that's a noticeable percentage. Head coach Adam Haverstock is thrilled.
So I think it goes to show that the kids are having a good time. You know, like this guy right here, Dano, he started with me in seventh grade, and now here he is as a sophomore, and he's one of my top dogs here.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a lifelong thing. You know, I caught the bug, cycling bug. This is a great sport for everyone. Anyone get into it.
Equipment, race fees, gear maintenance, and travel turn this into a hefty investment. But crucial parent and community sponsor support keep things rolling. Haverstock says a good ratio of kids to coaches makes riding safe.
It's not your average, ordinary sport. You're not in a gymnasium where if you're feeling tired, you can just go sit against the wall and say, "Coach, I need a sub." You know, we're miles out in the dirt. And if it starts raining, you better have your rain slicker with you. You better have your gloves with you because your handlebar gets slippery.
Once the school realizes that mountain biking is not a fringe sport but requires an extraordinary level of endurance, skill, and commitment, the club gains traction. Recruiting girls is a big part of this sport, and scoring is set up so you can't do well without them. When Kirby student J.J. Anderson started 3 years ago, she was hooked.
Well, my first year was definitely a challenge, but I fell in love with the sport. I really wanted to do better in it. Like every race, I'm competing for myself, but I'm also competing for the team.
One, two, three, Cowboys!
Mike Cerna has been assistant coach for a rival team, Salinas High School Cowboys, since its inception 5 years ago. In fact, it was his son that helped start the team.
It's been great watching the team grow from the very beginning up to where it is right now. And I think where it is right now, we're in a really good place.
Aside from being Monterey County's only high school cycling team, the Cowboys also have Brian Duke, the number one varsity rider in the NorCal League. As a freshman, Duke hoped to just finish a race. Now, as a senior, he's placing seconds below the top in national races like the Seattle Classic, held each spring at Laguna Seca Raceway. But that is something you never expected.
The first time I raced for varsity, and I didn't know if I was going to be in the top 10 or finish dead last. And I actually ended up winning the first race, and that just kind of hit me there.
Most, like Duke, will continue racing beyond high school. The coaches want the kids to enjoy the sport, and Kirby's Haverstock notices what a fun environment can foster.
I think a lot of other kids in the other sports see all the smiles, they see the gear, they see us leaving every day at 4 o'clock hooting and hollering and heading for the single track and the trails. And I just think there's an excitement to mountain biking, an excitement to the team that has permeated the school.
That excitement is palpable. Clearly, encouragement from coaches keeps these kids pedaling. Though, having a sweet bike probably doesn't hurt either. This is Amy West.
This program was produced at KUSP Central Coast Public Radio and KUSP.org.